Blog Talk Radio.
Co-host Emily. On this day 2 years ago, I hosted my first ever Geek Recap and asked him who was a virtual stranger at this point to call in, well, literally and figuratively a virtual stranger, to call in and discuss it with me. But she agreed, and we found out that we hit it off really well, so I asked her to be my permanent co-host. Fast forward 2 years, and here we are today. We're ready to celebrate 2 years of Emily being co-host. Hey, girl.
Hi. Okay, first off, guys, I want to tell you something. So, 2 years ago, when he asked me to do a show with him, I thought he was a stalker because I didn't know him, and he just tweeted me out of nowhere, and I was like, okay, sure, why not? I mean, he can't kill me over the phone. I literally thought he was going to kill me or something because, you know, strangers on the internet that you learn about all your life, you know, be careful and all. But he's not a creep off the internet. He's a real person, as am I, obviously. But, yeah, it went well. I remember that. I was so scared because I didn't know what I was doing, and I was so, so, so scared. And then it somehow managed to go well. And I remember the first thing out of my mouth was, what's wrong with Luke Spencer? I just vividly remember this. I was like, what is wrong with Luke Spencer? You said, so how do you feel about the show? And that's what I said.
What is
and
wrong
now
with Luke
it's
Spencer?
Been 2 years, and guess
that.
What? I still don't know what's wrong with Luke Spencer, but I'm a co-host.
This is true.
But it doesn't seem like it's been 2 years. But, hey, I got you out of it, and you're my best friend ever. So,
true.
I don't really have, I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm just like, I don't want to be all, like, sappy, but I'm so grateful for this little DH recap show that we created.
Our guest hasn't called in yet, so, how was your day?
My day was great. I went to class. It was super boring. I'm at the grocery store in the parking lot right now waiting on my mother because we needed one thing, and she's doing a shopping experience, apparently. Let's talk. Here, I have an idea. While we wait on our guest, let's talk favorite moments from the past 2 years. Let's take a little trip down memory lane.
We could be here all day for that.
We could be, but we're not going to be. Okay, I just want to say, I still remember so clearly that second show when we announced officially that I was your co-host and you, like, interviewed me. And Kathleen Yaddy called in the show and so did Lily Melgar to gossip about General Hospital and talk to me, which I thought was, like, the most amazing thing back then because people wanted to talk to me. You know, I mean, second show, people want to talk to me. So I thought that was so cool. But I remember, like, freaking out over that. And I all I wanted was for the show to end so I could go tell my friends and my mom and my neighbor. Because my neighbor at the time was a General Hospital fan. And we would talk about it.
Right.
And I just wanted to go tell her across the street, like, hey, guess what happened to me? But I remember that so clearly. And it was hilarious because you thought it was hilarious. I was like, if you have another celebrity, call me.
It was hilarious.
I don't know about it, I'm going to kill you. Yeah, it was because when I listened to that recording, and I've only listened to it twice because it's so long ago. But when I listened to it, I laughed at myself because I was like, excuse me. And I was like so taken aback by that, and it makes me laugh now. But yeah, those were some good times. But it was funny. Now it's funny. It wasn't then. I was mad at you. I was happy because you got a surprise going for me, but I was kind of mad at you because you did that to me and I was not prepared at all. And I made myself look like an idiot, or I thought I did, but I didn't really.
Right.
But those were the days, man. And let's see.
My favorite.
Been fun. Go ahead. What do you think?
My favorite show was when Kathleen Yaddy surprised you. That was cool.
Yeah. That was the same. That's what I'm talking about. I love her so much, and I think she's
amazing.
The same
show.
Yeah. And I loved having Mary Beth Evans. Sorry, I got distracted. I loved having Mary Beth Evans on. Like, I remember that one clearly, too. That was, like, the most prepared we've ever been because we were freaking out because she was, like, really important.
It was Mary Beth Evans.
I mean,
seriously.
Everyone's really important, but we were, like, freaking out because we knew how people were so excited about it, and we didn't want to mess up.
Right.
But that was funny, too. I mean, it was kind of funny now. It wasn't fun. But, well, let me think. I don't remember. Oh, when we had our two-year show, was it 2 years or three? I don't know. And, like, 14 callers.
That was intense.
You made me run a studio, and I had no idea that we were going to have 14 callers.
Yeah, it was intense.
I'm trying to think. I feel like everything.
I intentionally did that to you.
I know. I caught on to that about 7 or 8 in. I caught on that you did it on purpose. I haven't killed you yet, so that's nice.
It's true.
My mother's next to me, and she said we fight like an old married couple, or we act like one. That's pretty much true.
True. It's very,
but,
very true.
Mom said ask today's theme song should have been that. You know that song? She sings it. Little River Band. Happy anniversary. That song's annoying. Thanks, Mom. Now she's singing it. Lovely. Anyway, okay, what else? Let me think. I'm trying to think. Oh, let's see. When have I? I haven't done anything like that to you, though. Like, you pull things on me that I haven't done, but I should.
I remember, but the only thing that's ever surprised me on the show, show-wise, is when you were in studio that time. That was surprising.
Oh, yeah, because you had no idea who was calling. Well, I was really surprised that all those people actually called.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, like, 15 people that called, counting us. Well, not counting us, there was 15 people.
Yeah, I remember you said
after somebody had hung up,
you go, oh, good Lord, there's two more of them.
I know, I was freaking out because I had never run studio. When I do, we have 15 callers. Well, when we had, who was it that we had on that had a bunch? Oh, when we had Jen Lilly on and we had people lining up that didn't get on air and they got mad at me.
That was a good show.
That was a good show.
People got mad. No, we might have made
it. Didn't let them on.
I made a few people mad. That was still a good show, even though we might have made a few people mad.
It was. And we got some people on air. We just didn't have time to get everybody on air. And when we had
Mary Beth Evans, we had a lot of callers.
So I think when we had her on, we got everybody on. Or if we didn't, they didn't complain about it later, which was nice. Because I don't appreciate the tweets, but people are, you know, annoying.
But whatever.
But whatever. We still have fun. Who else have we had on the show in these 2 years? I mean, we've had like 1,000 people. Not 1,000. That's dramatic. But
hello,
people.
Oh my God, moment. I cannot believe we've had this person on. Had to be probably Jen Lilly again.
Yeah, that was exciting. But for me, it was Mary Beth Evans and Patsy Chase.
I completely fanboyed the Jade Harlow. And you probably tell that.
Yeah, I was going to say Jade Harlow, too. But
I completely fanboyed Jade. It was crazy.
Yes, I liked having her. And you were so excited. Because when you wanted to have her on, we finally got her. And you were, like, so excited that we actually made it happen. And I remember that. I remember that clearly because we tried for months and months and months to get her on the show. But I can't believe this is happening moment was Mary Beth Evans for sure. Just because I didn't expect that to happen. And when I remember specifically when you texted me and told me, hey, guess what? Because I'd asked you about it before. And I was like, I can't believe this. And you were like, we're having her this day at this time. And I was like, no way. I thought you were full of crap, but you were serious. And then I was so excited. That's the only time, other than the first show, because I was super nervous, but that's the only time I've ever been nervous, is having her.
I remember.
I did not want to mess up. And I didn't know of her or anything like that. And I remember, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, totally off topic, I remember the threat that you levied toward me. You said,
oh, yeah.
Four.
your tombstone will say, I was here. Yeah.
Yep.
No, what was I going to say? Oh, Mary Beth. I was, like, so concerned about being really amazing and, like, professional because she's professional and she was on this show that we all love dearly.
Incredible.
And I wasn't familiar at all with any interviews she'd done. Because a lot of times, let's say if you've seen somebody interviewed, you know how they are in an interview. You know, like, because a lot of times some people are more open and some people aren't. And I didn't know what to expect at all. And I didn't want to know what to expect. So then I was really pleasantly surprised because we had such a fun time and such a fun conversation. But that stands out for me, like, as one of my most amazing moments. And I loved when we had Patsy Pease on. I don't know if it was the first or second time, but we talked about, I'm trying to think, what did we talk? Oh, we had, like, group therapy.
That was cool.
Nice. But, plus,
that was
I learned
nice.
A lot about you and her that day that I didn't already know. And I had already known you for, like, a year and a half. and you're my best friend. There was stuff I learned that day that I did not know. And same about her. So that was nice. We had fun when we had the band Angelica on the show.
Yes, we did. And you booked them for us, so.
I did, because I know them, which makes me feel really important.
Pretty much.
Who else have we had? We had Lauren Danae on, which she's a friend from high school, so that was nice because we got to have her on.
That was good.
Who else have we had that was really fun? I loved everyone. I don't want to, like, leave people out, but, you know, I'm going to leave people out, of course. Well, we've had Lily Melvar on the show like 3 times, and I love her too. She's amazing.
I remember.
She BS'd with me and Kathy once while you were gone.
That's what I was about to say. I remember I was out of town somewhere, and y'all talked until the boys already forcibly kicked y'all off. Y'all talked until.
Yes, we did. They literally kicked us off. Like, we didn't even get to close the show out. They kicked us off, and it was hilarious to me to say they just threw us off. But we need to have her back because we haven't had her in a long time. And I forgot. Kristen Burt has been on the show like 5 times.
Exactly.
Five.
She has.
Yeah, she's been on the show 5 times. But she's the only one that's been on 5, right?
As far as I know.
Wait, Patsy Peace has been on the show 4 times, right? So she's close.
Yep.
So, yeah, she's... Well, Nathan Varney's been on the show 4 times. Right? 4 or 5? Maybe 5. No,
3.
Four.
I thought it was like 3.
I thought he'd been on the show for 4 times because we told him that he was, like, one of the only 4-time guests. Him, because at the time, Kristen had only been on 4 times, and Patsy's been on 4. So it was him. We told them they were members of the 4-time guest club. And then Kristen came on again, and she was the only person we've had on 5 times. Other than Kathy, but Kathy doesn't really count because she's not a special guest. She's just our pal.
She's a co-host. A third co-host.
Yeah. She's my wing woman. And Davon. Davon's been awesome, even though he's only done one show because we haven't been able to coordinate schedules. But he's awesome.
He's been hilarious.
I feel like when we have our Emmys show in whatever month the Emmy nominations come out, me, you, Kathy, and Davon, we would be hilarious.
Oh, God, that's going to be an interesting show.
A trip. Kathy said she's in for that. She wasn't in for the nomination show because she was out of town, but she already said she's doing the Emmys show. Whatever, pre-nom. So she's in for the Emmys show, which is exciting because you know how that always goes.
Yes, I do.
I feel like we're just reminiscing, but that's what we're supposed to do. Good.
It's what we're supposed to do.
Anniversary show. I mean, hey. And we're waiting on our guests, and I'm waiting so patiently.
Is there anything you want to say about these last couple of years?
I don't know. First of all, it doesn't seem like it's been 2 years. It seems like it's been like 5 minutes. However, at the same time, it feels like it's been my entire life because it's like consuming and it like eats your life, but that's not in a bad way. It just sounded bad, but not in a bad way. Let's see.
Yeah.
I just can't believe that it's been 2 whole years. I mean, it was a year before we ever, well, not a year, but close to a year before we ever met in person. We've seen each other in person a couple of times, but I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's been that long, but at the same time, it feels like it's been, like, you know, my life.
I'm
really
surprised you haven't told me yet.
Yeah, that is surprising. It surprises me. But at the end of the day, you're, like, my best friend ever, so I won't kill you. Because you have never killed me. Obviously, I'm still here. I don't know. It's awesome that we've been at it for 2 years and haven't ripped each other's hair out. It's awesome that we have met all the people that we've met because we've become so, like, we've been so lucky to become friends with some of these people. And especially people like Patsy T, who I never expected to be friends with. I mean, you know, she came on the show, but I never expected that the three of us would hit it off that way and become friends. I never expected to be such good friends with Carrie Ann. Or, you know, there's a lot of people that come on the show or people that we've met because they listen to the show that we've become friends with. Kathy and I were friends sort of before the show started or before I joined the show, but the reason that Kathy and I became really good friends is because she listened to the show. And,
that's awesome.
You know, Nathan Varney, like, we are so lucky that we have... What?
That's always nice to hear.
Yeah. And we become friends with Nathan Varney. Like, who would have ever thought that we were friends with him? I mean, that's crazy to me because when he took over that job, I remember, like, my Twitter mission in life was to become his friend. for a while, which sounds a little creepy, but it's true. And let's see.
I will.
But you know what? We've become good friends with so many people that we didn't expect to.
Yeah.
And, like, people at the Bay, I'm forgetting those people, but, of course, Crystal at the Bay, we've become really great friends with. I mean, I never expected mm-hmm. that we would be texting with all these people and, like, having a group message going. It just seems, like, so ridiculous. Like, I see people on TV, and I'm like, I know them. Like, I never expected that. Like, when
right.
I see, okay,
I
this is so dumb. Nobody judge if you're listening to this show. When I see TV shows, because Mary Beth Evans is on, I know I've brought her up like three times, not to sound like a stalker, but Mary Beth Evans has guest starred on primetime TV shows, and my parents didn't really know. I mean, my mom does, my dad doesn't know who she is, or he does now, of course. But I saw an episode where she was on, like, Criminal Minds, I think it was. If it's not, sorry. But Criminal Minds, and she showed up. She, like, walked in. I was like, I know her. And my dad was like, how do you know her? And I told him, and he's like, oh. He thought I was just, like, meant that I watched her show. I was like, no, I know, I've talked to her before, like, I met her, so to speak, and I do that all the time, and it's kind of annoying to the people that live with me, but it's kind of funny, too, at the same time.
Right.
Like, hey, I know them, and they make fun of me for it, but it's great. Honestly, did you ever expect, like, to be friends with people that we're friends with?
God, no. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't even expect this little show to last 2 weeks, to be completely honest with you.
Well, yeah, you told me that before, and look how long it's been. It's been almost 4 years. 4 years in August. It's like our love child, even though I was late to the party. Like, you adopted this child, and I, like, came into your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was such a lame analogy ever.
And speaking of the four-year radio show, it's coming up in August.
Yeah.
So.
I'm excited for that, too. We had fun last time.
We did. I have a pretty interesting opening audio to play for it.
That's cool.
One that I'm excited,
even though it's in August. Let's not wish our lives away, though, because that's like 6 months of my life. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But,
that's true.
Okay, let me think. If you had to pick favorite moment on the show ever, like moment, not a show, favorite moment, since I've been your co-host, because otherwise I don't, you know, I can't draw from this. Favorite moment, number one, what is it?
Oh, God. I don't even know, to be completely honest with you. It's just
you have to answer. That is so gay. That's like, I didn't mean to say that. That is so lame. That's like when you don't answer me when it's prime performer time on Saturdays. Like, you have to answer that question.
I know it's a cop-out. I know it's a complete cop-out, but...
You cannot cop-out. You have to answer.
Okay. If I have to answer, for me, it would probably have to be, I'm trying to think.
This is so difficult. I have, like, one or two.
I was pretty excited and I keep going back to this person, Jim Lilly. I was really excited for that one.
Well, my favorite moment, I don't know. It's really difficult. I don't know who told me this. There was somebody, I don't know who it was, which drives me nuts. And I'm sorry if you're the person and you're listening to this. Somebody gave me some really good life advice, and I don't know who it was, but they told me, like, no matter what, if you're going to sing, then you sing. You don't listen to anyone else, you just do it. Because, you know what? It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks or what anyone else wants. If that's what you want to do, do it. If you want to be a rocket scientist, be a rocket scientist. And I don't remember who gave me us, this, like, pearl of wisdom. But it was great.
We have gotten some extremely good advice on the show, hadn't we?
It might have been Patsy. I'm not going to lie. It might have been her. Love of my life, everyone. Just in case anyone's lost on that. And you know what's really funny? I just remembered this. I don't know who I was with, and I don't remember when it was, but I remember specifically, this goes back to that General Hospital obsession thing. I remember, this was in 2013-ish when Rick Springfield came back to General Hospital, and I'm not sure who I was on a date with, but I got a good idea, but I don't want to say their name on the show, but I went out with someone, and we were in the car driving to wherever we were going, and I told him that if he wanted to date me, that he would have to understand that my heart belonged to Rick Springfield, and you know, I wanted to be. Yes, and I cannot remember. I mean, I'm pretty sure I know who it was, but, like, not sure enough to where I – well, I wouldn't tell on the air who it was anyway because I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I'm pretty sure I know who it was. But I told them, like, I'm sorry. I need you to know up front if this goes further than this. He has my heart. I love Rick Springfield. I plan to marry him, so you'll have to be second fiddle to that. And if that's okay with you, then, you know. And it was really funny.
Cool.
He was like, that's fine with me. Like, I understand. And
wow.
Okay, awesome. It was funny, but I can't remember, like, specifically when it was. But that goes back. Hey, you know what? I wonder if we listen to our shows, how many times we could count me saying something about Tyler Christopher. I wonder how many with the tally would be. Like, you know, on, you know how everybody makes the joke about it's Monica's house, Alan gave it to her, you know, everybody drink every time she says that?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's us with the Tyler Christopher thing, and I want to know how many times in the 2 years I've been on the show that I've said that.
You know, and I want to know how many times I've said the words Carrie Underwood on the show.
That's true, but you don't talk about her as much as I mentioned Tyler because it always comes back to him for me. For those of you, if you're listening and this is your first show, then I'm sorry. But second of all, if you're listening to this and you don't understand, let me just share with you. Tyler Christopher plays. Shut up, Cody. It's my day. Okay. Tyler Christopher plays Prince Nicholas Cassadine on General Hospital. He is the love of my life. I want to be Princess Cassadine. I don't like the fact that he is married on the show now and her name is Princess. And I want to be his wife. Not in real life. I don't have a real life crush on this guy, just so everyone's clear. I'm not into Tyler Christopher. I'm into his character. This fictional character. Like, I want to date Nicholas Cassadine. I don't want to date Tyler Christopher. Tyler Christopher has a wife and kids. I want to date Nicholas Cassadine because he's a prince and because he's not hard to look at. Furthermore, I actually had a discussion with this about Nathan Varney, who, if you guys don't know who that is, he's a series executive of ABC at ABC's General Hospital. We had a discussion about how I was in love with Tyler Christopher. Well, not him, but his character. And we even went as far as to discuss my favorite outfit that Nicholas wears. So, welcome to the fold if you've never listened to a show before. If you have, you already know this. Otherwise, welcome to the dark side because it's pretty funny over here. But he literally, I can't believe we actually had that conversation. Like, Nathan was like, what shirt is it that you like that he wears? And I was like, let me tell you. And I remember talked about it. And he was like, I like that too. It looks nice on him. And I was like, thank you. See, I'm glad you understand. And he actually was wearing it the other day. And I thought it was Nathan. Like, I wanted to tweet him and be like, hey, thanks for looking out. Because I've been good looking out there. But we've had some seriously amusing times.
Yes.
Like, just,
yes, we have.
We've laughed so hard. I think about things we laughed over, and, like, now they're kind of funny, but they're not as funny as they were at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something, I don't remember what it was, but it was during a show, I'm sure it was Patsy P's. We laughed over something so hard that I had to, like, take a moment. And I can't remember what it was.
I think it was last time she was on.
Right, and we had such
she
a good time, but I can't remember.
You know
what it was. We were talking about gas station soda and how they come in a big 44-ounce cup. And I was at the gas station getting said soda in the 44-ounce Diet Coke. And she's like, Emily, do you know that that is going to kill you? And I'm like, no, it's not. She's like, that's
you
a
know,
lot of Diet Coke. And I was like, well, I only drink it when I, you know, pass the gas station that has these. And she, like, went on this rant to me about how I shouldn't drink Diet Coke. Like, I was her kid, and it was so funny to me.
You know, so let me tell you about Patsy Pease if you have not had any interaction with this woman. Patsy Pease, she will just, if she's thinking it, it's coming out of her mouth.
That's how I am, though. That's why we get along, and that's why we laugh so
this
hard.
This is true.
She said
this
the second time
true.
She was on the show that she needed to come on a few more times because we were finally starting to all get the rhythm of each other and work well together. And I was like, I love you for that. Thank you. But I actually remember when we talked about hot guys on here, we talked about the old dogs and new tricks page, and Patsy, I sent her, like, Twitter messages pictures off the page afterwards, and we laughed so hard about that. Like, we had the best time with that.
Mm-hmm.
Which every time I see that old dogs new tricks page, I think of that. Like, I think I'm like, I should tag Patsy in a comment. But maybe our guest has the wrong time. Did you make sure?
Yep, I made completely sure I did.
Did you say 5:30 Eastern, or did you say
5:30 Eastern?
Oh, maybe they just thought 5:30 period. Maybe they're in a different time zone and they didn't do the math right. I've done math. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, but
no big deal.
That's fine. Nope.
If they don't
do it
tonight, it's fine. We can. They can come on Saturday, maybe. So.
True.
And I still don't know who it is, and I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
You don't want to know? Okay.
Fair enough. Unless this broadcast ends, and I don't know yet. If this broadcast ends and I don't know, I would like you to let me know. Let me know, and then see if we can have them on this weekend, maybe. Because, I mean, we're going to have a GHA.
I'll tell you this much.
Bump that.
It's a previous guest. I'll tell you that much.
Well, you told me that already, and you told me it's a woman, which I had to drag out of you because you said, oh, well, if I tell you it's a woman, you'll know who it is. Like, really, because all of our guests are women, with the exception of, like, a select few. And then I was like, tell me what show she's on. And you were like, I'm not telling you. And I was like, why? We've had, like, 5 guests from Days of Our Lives and, like, 5 from General Hospital. So I'm pretty evenly matched in my guessing game. And it could literally be anyone. And I don't want to know. I want it to be a surprise. I've waited. And I can hold on. I don't need to know. I don't need to know. I mean, I do, but I'm like, don't tell me.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you.
He's so good at keeping secrets, because I would have already told him. There, and you know what? We're holding, like, the biggest secret ever about this radio show, and I can't even tell.
What?
It's been driving me nuts. You know what? Really?
Not really.
I'm
what
not
going to
say it. You know, the thing I email about regularly. Not you, but other people. You really don't know what I'm talking about, son.
Nope, I don't.
The thing we text about, the thing that I'm excited about, the thing that's going to happen but hasn't happened yet, so I can't say it.
Yes.
Really,
you are working your butt off for that.
Yeah, I always work my butt off. It's my job.
This is true.
Seriously? Guys, I want to tell so bad, but I can't. The only people that know is me and Cody and Nancy, and that's dangerous because 3 people know. And when 3 people know something, that's too many people. And you know how in the mall on TV, when 3 people know, one of them has to die?
Although, we're
not
going
to be dramatic or anything. We're not. But just not to be dramatic, but that's what it makes me think of. But I want to share so bad. It's been like 6 months, and I haven't been able to tell. But that's okay. One day
it's been longer than 6 months,
ever. Actually, yeah, it's probably been like 8 months or a year. Well, this came about, this is like my ultimate dream for the show, and it came about when I first became your co-host and realized the kind of guest you had on. Furthermore, it became reality 6 or 8 months ago when I figured out how to weigh in.
Yep.
So, it's just a matter of time. We've already got the go, but we don't have a time or a date, so I can't share yet.
Right. Okay.
Which is so annoying because, like, they haven't shared it, so I can't share.
Oh, you, I want to do announcements real quick.
Yeah, you want to do it? I'm not.
We actually have no announcements because I'm working on something for the 22nd, and that's pretty much about it that I can't really share yet.
We can't share, and we have Saturday. We're going to do a GH recap, I'm sure.
Saturday's
GH recap,
obviously.
Just so you know. We moved. You know how we started having family dinner and game night? We moved that to Friday night. Not because of you, but, you know.
Right.
We'll pretend it was because of the show, but it's really not. But we'll pretend it was. It was because we can't go dragging into church at the 10:45 service, like, as tired as possible because we stayed out too late on Saturdays because we tend to do that.
That's funny.
We've moved it, but we can do GH recap on Saturday with Avon if he wants to. And then next week... Well, not next week. Next week is Easter. Oh, next week I'm on spring break. We can do it.
Oh, that's awesome.
That week.
That's awesome.
Is it really? Because
so,
I'm not doing anything but doing the same thing I do every day.
So I'm guessing midterms are coming up for you.
No, I don't have midterms.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Which is
lovely
because I don't have to have them. Well, mainly because, I have a test. My biology teacher doesn't do a final either. She just does, like, your last test is your final. Psychology, we only have 3 tests, and then I have freshman seminar, which is really easy, so nothing to do, which is good, because I really, really, really want to know who the guests were going to be, but I don't want you to tell me. Because if you tell me on air, then I don't want them to look like they forgot. I don't want them to look bad, so you don't have to tell me later.
I'll text you.
I don't want to blast anyone. I don't want them
to
be like, I don't want to be like, you weren't here. But it's no big deal. Like, people get busy. Things happen. I don't care because we still have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have to.
I'll text you. We do.
Text me right now.
Well, technically five, because I kind of put a wrap up about five till.
Yeah, that's true. Whatever. Same. We have 5 minutes. Okay, so I guess I'll go on my rant now. Not rant, but you know. Do
any
my
final word?
Final word. I am so incredibly amazed that this actually, like, became a regular thing.
Happened.
And not only did yeah, that too. And I know that there's, like, some deep reason that this happened. Even though, I mean, we've never had a fight. Knock on wood.
Right.
We've never argued over anything. I mean, well, we had a little tiff, but it wasn't a fight. And it wasn't really a tiff.
Right.
But we've had, you know, moments where we wanted to kill each other.
We've
never had an argument. We worked together so well. We were, like, married. And the show's like our child.
Pretty much.
Like, that's how this relationship is. We have fans, which I never expected. We have shippers, which is ridiculous to me. The people on the internet are, like, wanting us to get together because that's amusing. We have people that actually look forward to what we're doing, which is amazing to me.
That is just freaking cool.
We have people. Look, I know how it is. I'm a fan of a lot of things. I'm a shipper of a lot of couples. I'm like, get together now.
Please,
I know
exactly
what that's like. But for other people to have that feeling about us is like crazy to me that people care what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Further,
you know,
to even have people interested, like people, you know, guests, people interested in coming on the show is miraculous to me. The fact that
I was having
in a couple of months. Go ahead.
I was having this exact same conversation with a former guest last night. She's our friend Alyssa Trahan. Do you remember Alyssa?
Right. Yeah.
I love her to death. And she said, here, I'll pull up the message. Hold on just 1 second. I'll pull the message up.
Okay, well, I'll talk when you do that. So the fact
okay.
that we actually have people that are interested and care, like guests that want to come on the show is amazing to me. The fact that I'm actually able, and I don't want to say this because it sounds cliche, I'm actually able to, like, execute something that we have wanted on, well, I don't know about you. I mean, I know you want it, but not like I do. Something that I've wanted since I started doing this 2 years ago is amazing to me. The fact that we got to go for that and we're just waiting on confirmation is amazing to me. I can't even fathom that that's going to happen. And I know that you guys, if you guys can't figure it out, then you don't deserve to know. But I'm not going to say anyone's name because it's
you
not.
You know, I think I texted this to you, but I'm just going to go ahead and read it on air because we both dearly love Alyssa Trahan. Okay.
Okay.
She said, you really have a great show, and it definitely deserves recognition. You're bringing more indie talent into the spotlight, which is huge. And don't forget, too, that being on your show is a big deal for the artists. Anytime someone wants to interview us, talk to us, play our music, or anything, it really inspires us to keep going. And knowing someone out there cares about what we put our heart and soul into is amazing.
That is so true, and that goes both ways, 100%. The fact that I remember this a long time ago, but we had a friend,
and
we had a friend,
her,
Andy,
I said, the fact that y'all actually come on the show isn't lost to me at all. You know, it's not.
Right, yeah.
I don't take that lightly at all.
No, and we're so lucky that we have people that are interested that aren't just us and our friends.
Right.
But, everybody knows Andy around here. Everybody knows Andy Hayden. And I don't know if he's still covering Dancing with the Stars. But we have great friends. And he actually told me that he used to be in radio. And the fact that I'm doing this at my age, which I know I play the age card a lot. But you know what? I deserve to play the age card because I'm killing it. Okay.
You do.
But anyway.
You do.
Andy told me that someone our age, I mean my age and your age, because he's older than both of us, doing this inspired him to go back to that. And that is, like, enough for me. That is, like, confirmation that what we've done is
awesome.
Has a point. Well, you know,
and
we've
I'm
had people
go
like, on the show 5 times. If you cry, I'll kill you. Love you. But we have international listeners. Like,
we do.
Multiple international listeners. I mean, Andy's in England.
There's been times where I've gotten tweets from somebody from the Netherlands, Germany. I'm
right.
like, is this real life right now? You know?
We have international listeners. I mean, several of them. Several, I guess you could say. I mean, we have someone else we didn't know about till today who's international. So that's awesome that people actually care enough to, and people who download this, like, I love you for downloading our show, because if you don't listen live, like, I'm not going to lie. There are shows out there that we are fans of, that we are friends with hosts, but if I don't hear it live, I don't hear it. I don't go back and download it, and I'm the worst for that.
Right.
And I know that you sometimes do. But people who actually go back and look for our episodes and download them, listen to them, that is like, thank you so much for listening. Like, just thank you.
You know,
yeah, because they actually downloaded it. They went and sought that out.
Let me go on my little fan spiel for a second. I've never referred to the people that listen to the show as fans. Never have, never will. Because, frankly, I'm not comfortable with that term at all. Fans, to me, are... When I think of somebody that has fans, I think of somebody like a George Strait or Alan Jackson or somebody like that. So I'm not famous enough to have fans.
Well, I think, and we've totally overlooked this, but we made it into freaking Soaps in Depth.
We did.
Who would have thought two years ago?
We made it into Soaps in Depth. We've made it moment of my entire life. It was like, we've made it.
I know. And I remember I just woke up and I had like, a call from my sister, because you told my sister too, and she was awake before me, so she wanted to get to me before you. I had a call from my sister, a text from my sister, a call from you, a text from her. I had tweets and everything, and I opened it, and you were like, we made it. And I was like, what is he talking about? And I opened your little attachment, and it was us. And I have that one still. It's in my desk. And like, the fact that it's stuff in print, it's crazy to me. Like, they printed our name, which is enough for me. I don't even care what it says after that.
Made freaking Soaps in Depth. So, like, seriously,
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, I'm supposed to have people be high up on the soap food chain, so to speak, not to, like, say that anybody's less than anyone else, but we have.
Right.
And people who've been in it a long time, people who are, you know, it's a big name in that industry.
It is.
And the fact that these people want to come on our show and have repeated coming on our show multiple times, and then the fact
I can't believe. If they actually come back, I can't believe that.
One of them lands us in Soaps and Depth is ridiculous to me. I just can't even imagine. Like,
that was freaking,
Which means that the editor of Soaps and Depth listened to us, which is amazing.
I think I'm going to let you go, because we've literally only got like 2 minutes. So.
Okay, well, I just got to say one more thing. Thank you to everybody who has supported us, who's involved, who has been here. I know that you've all been here 4 years almost, because Cody was here before I was. It's his show. But to the people that have been, who I have met, who I've become friends with, anyone who supports the show, listens to it, downloads it, no matter who you are, I love you. Let's be best friends. Thank you so much for caring. Cody, you know how I feel. You're my best friend ever. I would not do this with anyone else, because I would have killed them already. So you should feel blessed. But, okay, well, I'll show now, and I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later, girl.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our celebration of Emily and her 2 year anniversary with the show. I don't have any announcements right now, so I think I'm gonna go ahead and end the show right here. You've been listening to Weirdos and Murph. Thank you and goodbye.